Is out there.
Just, you have a special kind of joke you use for military?
Oh, I've got a whole bunch of them. See, I got a lot of military jokes that if I tell to civilians, they'll look at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Okay, lay one on us. Come on. Let's try it. Come on. Because nobody's going to hear it. I mean, you're going to go over there. So give us a little preview.
Of the military?
Of your show that you're going to do when you get over there.
Well, when I get over there, I like to talk. The first thing out of my mouth is because when I see all the Marines and all the Navy guys and all and gals, when they look at me, they're looking at me and they go, oh, he was a Marine. He served. And I'm like, yeah, so stay in because when you get out, this is what you look like. So don't leave.
When that gets them going, man.
Oh, yeah.
How fun.
Right from the top.
And then from there, where are you going? You're going to spend a week over there, which that seems like a short time to take that big, long trip over there. And then,
yeah, but it's only three shows. You do three shows right back to back. I think it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then you fly back on Friday. But then you get home on Sunday because Saturday, you don't even know you went. Yeah, with the time zone, it's crazy because you can actually get home before you left.
So you're going, oh, wow, I think I had a gig this weekend, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, coming home, when I was stationed in Japan, when I came home on leave, it was like I actually got to be home before my leave even started. But then coming back, I had to be back a day earlier.
I was going
to
say, on the way back, you lose
on the way back.
Well, why can't we all be on the same time zone?
Hey.
Well, we can't. The sun and all that stuff. Morning.
You can't keep going west and getting an hour earlier, and then you come all the way around, and you're 24 hours early.
Exactly.
823-1920. How far is it over there? If you want free tickets, by the way, 823-1920. Be comp on Wayne tonight. Go see the show with Sean Peabody. How many hours flight is it to Japan?
It's 4.5 hours to Hawaii. Then you hook up again in Guam. And then you go from Guam straight in there. It's about 16 hours.
Very tropical trip.
I hate flying. Do you hate flying?
Actually, no. I like flying.
You don't get cramped? Fly.
Nope. I love flying.
And you watch the movies and you sleep and you go to the bar. Do you go to the bar?
Yeah, you got the annoying baby next to you. I just talk to him.
That
eat his crackers.
The thing, yeah. That's, you know, there's, speaking of, now that you threw us that way, they're actually having restaurants now where you can't bring your kid in if your child is under 12 years old.
What?
Yes, they're doing this all over the country.
How is that legal?
It's legal.
To say he's under 12, you
under
can't
12.
Come in and eat?
Under 12, you can't come
well, that's
into this restaurant.
The first restaurant without a kid's menu, huh?
No kid's menu. No Happy Meals
no
there.
No chicken nuggets, no fries,
although
nothing.
All the adults are happy.
You know, I don't understand it in a restaurant. I can sometimes bothers me in movies.
It doesn't bother you in a restaurant?
Like, you know, you've got violence on the screen and sex scenes and everything's going on and somebody's sitting there with a two-year-old and I'm like, dude, why did you bring a two-year-old in here?
Yeah, and it's the last show. It's like 12:30 at night, 1 o'clock. Doesn't it?
And he's got a blanket over his lap.
He's
going to
be scarred for life because you decided you couldn't get a babysitter.
He's the one with the blanket over his lap. Yeah, he didn't hear that. That's sick. Well, it's wrong to take a child that late. No, you've never been a waitress then and cleaned up after a kid with all the crackers in a... Yeah, oh, yeah. Ban them.
Is that where you worked for 6 years?
You know,
was it a waitress thing?
Only six. You got to be kidding me.
Well, 6 hours, baby.
Many years. Many years of 2 hours at a time. That's all. No, it is a hard job. Do you have any kids, Sean?
I have four.
Oh, that's right. You have four. I can't remember. You know, so many people. What are they going to do while you're in Japan?
They're going to be with their mom. As soon as I get back.
Summer vacation.
Most of the time I'm on the road. Yeah, most of the time I'm on the road. During the summertime, though, if I'm going to places like Reno or Vegas, the kids will go with me.
Where do you play down in Vegas?
I played at the Rio. I played at the Venetian.
Don't you love it down there?
I do at night.
Oh, yeah.
In daytime, it is the most dirtiest place I've ever seen.
Is it really?
I don't know. When we
dirty,
walk
they
around,
got all white sand there. How can it be dirty?
White sand?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
I mean, walking with my kids in the daytime was kind of hard because my kids are picking up flyers for escort services
and
everything.
Oh, my goodness.
They're all over the place.
Well, hey, it is Sin City.
That's what I noticed when I was in Vegas. There are people handing out flyers every 3 inches.
Yep.
Swarms of them.
They got to let you know what's going on, where you want to go. I mean, it's a fast-paced thing. You go over here, over there, and then you're back over there, and then you got something going on over here, and then back there. And
yeah, the nighttime is cool because you're looking at all the lights and everything, but then the daytime, you can see everything.
Let me ask you something.
So you have to tell your son, these are not baseball cards. You can't trade these with your friends.
Well, he was trading them with his other brother when we got it. He was like, I'll give you the brunette for the redhead. I was like, put it down.
Gives him something to do. Do you know that there is a zoo in Las Vegas?
There's a zoo there?
There is a zoo in Las Vegas. Did you know that?
It must be one
mighty
hot place.
See, that's what
I'm saying. They've got one mad polar bear sitting there.
How did I end up in Vegas?
You're not looking for the right places in the daytime because you're probably not getting up till 1 or 2.
That's probably right.
Because you're working late. working those late.
Well, not really, because I got the kids. I got my I guess I got a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old that make sure that I'm up. That's my alarm clock.
You tell them there's a zoo in Las Vegas. They'll be getting you up. They got lines.
Yeah,
and everything.
5 o'clock in the morning, we're going to the zoo.
We're going to the zoo. Yeah, so you can.
So I can see the polar bear for 5 seconds before he has to go back in the air conditioned zoo.
So is it a good zoo, Jay? Yeah,
no.
No.
I mean, any zoo is a good zoo. I mean, you know, we've got a little Sierra Zoo over here. It's about that big.
Have you ever driven through one of those zoos where
the little
where you stay in your car?
That's bigger than a zoo.
Monkeys are jumping on your car,
it's
and lions are outside your door, and
I love
bison
it.
Are walking up to your door.
Yeah.
No, I was driving a Honda Civic the last time I went through one. You know what? You know how crazy it is to have a zebra walk up on you in a Civic.
Oh.
And I was in a brand new car, and somebody—I didn't really know what I was getting into. And I drive in, and there's like baboons jumping on all the cars. Whoa. I'm like, nobody is getting on this car.
Well, they could.
So I'm like
them.
Flying through the baboon area.
They're going to have a lot of insurance on that. A baboon could. Oh, baboon.
Is that even covered?
Have to be. Baboon insurance.
Can you imagine calling Allstate?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to cancel my baboon coverage, please.
Well, if you'd like to go to the show tonight, see Sean Peabody. He's all warmed up, and you'll have a good time at the Pioneer Underground. 823-1920. We'll still take your names if you'd like to go. Wayne says call in. He loves to treat the city with free pack. Did you cut me off? Thank you, Reno Tahoe Comedy, Pioneer Underground tonight. Two shows, 8 and again, 10 o'clock. All right. Thank you very much. We'll be back with Broadview. Don't go away.
1270, The Buzz.
Looking your best is what we specialize in at RenewMD. Today, having the latest cutting-edge equipment and a trained staff of experts, it's possible in a matter of an hour to begin to roll back the years. And now, with the amazing results, you can get a free annual membership to the RenewMD spa facilities. If your concerns are wrinkles, spotty sun-damaged skin, blotchy tone, broken capillaries, or small veins, RenewMD invites you to get a complimentary evaluation and consultation. Board-certified in plastic surgery, Dr. James Murphy offers more than a decade of experience in cosmetic services and invites you to see our area's most complete medical spa. RenewMD offers custom skin refinement and our area's most advanced laser hair removal systems in the world. Call 852-4500 for your complimentary consultation. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, the only place offering you a complimentary spa membership with a qualifying program purchase. RenewMD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
Tipit.com would like you to meet George.
Hi there.
George has been sitting on that bar stool pretty much every night for the last 5 years trying to meet someone.
Buy a drink?
George is having problems facing the facts.
Okay, maybe next time.
Fact is, more dating, more romances, more marriages begin online at places like Cupid.com than ever before. We have a huge database with all kinds of people in your area looking to meet people like you.
It's kind of like being in a stadium full of people that want to meet you.
That you could chat with one-on-one. Fact, you can join for free. You can even download an app to your mobile phone, log on through Facebook, chat endlessly using as many different high-tech ways as you want. And if you'd like to arrange a first date, you can meet in a bar.
Buy a drink
or not. Fact is, more and more people are finding out every day that dating is even easier online with Cupid.com.
Hi, this is attorney Joey Gilbert. If you've been arrested for DUI or drugs, I'll fight it for under $1,000. Call me at 855-RENO-DUI or find me online at joeygilbertlaw.com.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. Me and my co-host, J.P. Travis. And you can find out more about him at his website, jpattitude.com. He's got a weekly column. How long have you been joining me on Saturdays now? It's been a while, huh?
It's been a few months now.
I almost feel like we're dating or something.
Yeah.
Every Saturday we meet, find out more and more about you every time.
I keep
you
waiting
come in
for that big on-air mistake that says, well, don't let him come back on.
No, I really felt the need. I love your attitude. I love your writing. And I really enjoy your no, I won't call it a blog, your column every week on jpattitude.com. And you have some good things to say. And you're always up on top of the politics of life, and I know you're into this. You work for the government, so I had to throw that in.
Yeah, don't but throw
I,
that in.
I felt the need to kind of unleash JP so you could find out a little bit more about him. But be sure to check out his website. It's very usable friendly. I like your website.
Thank
so
you.
What we've done is created a little place here for JP just to kind of unleash on you. So this week, here is JP and a moment of common sense.
This week's moment of common sense is dedicated to public figures who are hypocrites, and boy, are there a lot of them. Doctors have an oath called the Hippocratic Oath in which they swear to do no harm, and apparently politicians have something called the Hypocrite Oath in which they swear to never tell the truth. Take our own Harry Reid, for example. This little weasel belly aches about bipartisanship and compromise constantly. But Thursday he named Senator Patty Murray to the brand new Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction. That's the bipartisan supercommittee tasked by last week's debt limit deal with the job of finding ways to cut the federal deficit. Patty Murray is possibly the most partisan member of the Senate. She's well known for two things. Number one, she's dumb as a box of rocks. And number two, she never met a government program she didn't think should get a boatload of money. Patty Murray loves spending taxpayer money so much that she arranges federal pork for people who didn't even ask for it. Even liberal watchdog groups accuse her of overspending. And Harry Reid didn't just put her on the committee, he made her co-chair of the committee, so she'll be running things half the time. Then he used one of his other two picks to put John Kerry, another mental giant and partisan hack, on the committee right alongside her. So there won't be any worthwhile spending cuts coming out of that committee, which means the whole debt deal is already toast. Good job, Harry. Back on November 2nd, the day after Republican